Cuba Station on Spaceground 2 for timeline.
おはようございます、キミヤさん。We are ready to copy.
おはようございます、カナイさん。よろしくお願いします。For the timeline, I'd like to set up camera and also workbench in advance. Is that okay?
That is totally okay. We are ready to support and we're going to use Spaceground 4 this morning.
Okay, understand. For the activity, I'm going to use Spaceground 4. Thank you.
Station on 2, USOS crew is good with water. Thanks.
Houston copies, thanks for the update.
Сергей Николаевич, вы с ГДВ, как меня слышно?
Топ Москвы, экипаж МКС, в канале СГ-2 для Алексея.
СГ-2, как слышно, МАЗ?
Как меня слышно в СГ-2?
Сергей Николаевич, слышно очень хорошо. Скоро связь закончится, поэтому можете продолжать первый режим делать самостоятельно, и в конце будем ждать результаты первого режима.
Хорошо, принято. Так, выбираю Toro Progress с XSM 180 МКС минус XVD.
Итан.
Station Skabal Spaceland 2 for Kimiya regarding early go.
Здесь также, как на предварительной тренировке, в начальных условиях, кроме указанных на диаграмме, также указана дата 25.02.25.
Да, подтверждаем.
Во вкладке «Выбор сценария начальных условий для МКС размещения» выбираем ОСК минус XVD, цвет перевода ТП. День через 5 минут.
Подтверждаем.
У нас здесь две таких вкладки есть. Одна чистая, вот как в радиограмме, а вторая с той же даты, 25.02.25, ТГК-460. Какую выбрать?
Можно чистую выбрать. Николаевич, как слышно нас?
Слышу хорошо, выполнил расписание на 30 метрах.
Итак. Станция уже переведена в текущее положение?
Нет, пока.
Это АОВК «Закр» можно выдавать.
Это АОВК «Закр» можно выдано.
Сергей Николаевич, еще такой вопрос. У нас три режима будет. Два режима с одним комплектным двигателем и крайний режим будет с двумя комплектами.
Поясните, F9 выдаем в начале?
В этом режиме не надо было выдавать. Вы выдавали?
Нет, не выдавал.
Это значит, мы летим с одним комплектом сейчас в этом режиме. Сергей Николаевич, все наоборот. Это значит, получается, мы с двойным комплектом сейчас летим. В последующих режимах выдавать не надо. Нам надо выдавать F9 будет.
Есть отбой выбора ДПО БТ. B1 плюс B2. И перешли. F11 выдаем?
Выдаем.
Есть Земфир, у него выскорость 7 МКС. Продолжаю зависание на 30.
Итак.
Дальше. Там же упор. МКС переведена в текущее положение. Выполняет подлет. По дальности 3 метров.
Перемещены
крен отсутствует. Дальность порядка 25 метров.
Понял.
Полочный угол чист, посторонних предметов не наблюдаю.
Перемещены.
Дальность 20 метров, мишень центр, перемещены, совмещены, крен отсутствует. Импульсный режим РОД. Регулируем скорость на данном канале, установлено 06.15.
Итан.
Итан. 10 метров.
Итан, 10 метров.
Итан, 10 метров. 7 метров. Зависание.
Итан.
Понял, зависание, дальность метров, точнее положение. Решение центрики, присутствующие на экране, отсутствие. Прошу решение, готов выполнить вечернее топ-персоне.
По вашей готовности можно выполнять.
Разрешили. Подтверждаем касание.
Есть
касание.
Интенс.
Проектор голосом докладывает, да?
Да.
Так, промах. Одна сотая. Так, точнее, 0.0125 Y 0.0 70 Z -0.0 2098. Так, скорость касания продольная -0.1051. Боковая 0.2022. Углы. Ангаж 0.2324, рыскание 0.2044, крен -0.3337. Время 89, секунд расход 27.97.
А, принято. Сергей Николаевич, там вот есть таблица у вас, лист 8. Нас только вот эти параметры интересуют. Там 6 параметров.
Ага, все принял. Нам регистрировать не надо эти результаты. Достаточно голосом доложить.
Надо регистрировать.
Принято.
А, Сергей Николаевич, вот вы сейчас iPad поднесли, кстати, мы увидели четко параметры.
Хорошо. Так, нажимаю OK в окне результате тренировок. И управление стоп. Правильно?
Управление стоп, управление старт и повторяем режим. Интенс.
один. Параметры. Промах. 0.0099. Продольная скорость. Минус 0.0927. Боковая. 0.0024. Тангаж. 0.6581. Рыскание минус 0.0590. Крен минус 0.0431. Готов к третьему режиму.
Да, можно приступать к третьему режиму.
Есть добро. Тренажер запущен. Даю команду включения сети. Есть сети, есть ручки питания. Включаю работа. Крайние центральные все 4 горят. Включаю вот разрешен. Доброе утро. Добро. Включаю ручное управление. Проверяю управляемость. Вторые клетки, дальность 180 метров. Управляемость от РО в норме. F9 не выдаю.
9 не выдаем, идем на двух комплектах двигателей.
Принято.
Рекомендованная скорость 0203 в данной сети зависания.
Принято. 150 метров данность.
Принято, около 150 метров.
120.
Принято.
Huntsville Station on 2, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. Huntsville's with you on 2.
Yeah, hope everything is going super there in beautiful Alabama. I appear aboard our beautiful space station. I'm working on the Falcon goggle setup, procedure 2.401 and step 1.4. Asked me to ask you to confirm good fields of view, and if you don't like it, please let me know what's there. We can make it better.
We copy, Mike. Give us 1 minute to check.
We copy, Mike. Give us 1 minute to check.
Intro.
And Mike Huntsville's back with you on 2. As of now, the field of view looks good. If we have any other adjustments, your PD will give you those later in this next activity. And give us a few minutes, and we'll have your PD enabled on private space for ground 3.
And station copies. Thanks. Moving on to procedure for setup.
Сходим. Можно выдавать.
Это вызов. КС переведена в ТПМ. Счетчик времени.
Принято.
Выбираю импульсный режим рост.
Будем. Метров.
10 метров.
Готовности можно выполнять.
Разрешили. Перед касанием. Параметры. Промах 0.099. Скорость касания. Продольная. Минус 0.0754. Боковая. 0.0026. Ангаж. Минус 0.2460. Рыскание 0.3017. Ген минус 0.1173.
Принято. А Сергей Николаевич?
Да.
А все тогда сама. Мы завершаем, вы завершаете, а Алексей Витальевич тогда приходит на бортовой тренажер.
Принято управление стоп выдано. Выполняем смену операторов.
Принимаете?
Здравствуйте, принимаем вас хорошо.
Добрый день, я готов.
Да, принято. Единственное, внизу отсутствует телевидение, поэтому будем ориентироваться на ваш репортаж.
Принято. Готов выдавать старт. Принято. Выдал старт. Есть модель ВКУ с виртуальным пульсором. Выдаю сеть.
Интон.
Сеть, испытание ручек, выдаю работу. Интон. 400 диодом. Вот разрешен. Выдал. Выдаю ручное управление.
Интон.
Также выдаю F9.
Подтверждаем.
Подтверждаем. Команда отбой выбора ДПО B1, B2. Проверяю управляемость. Управляемость есть.
Интон. Рекомендованная скорость подхода до дальности зависания 0203.
Вас понял. Общая дальность около 150 метров. Нет, подход до дальности 30 метров.
Итак.
20 метров. Прошли 70 метров. Дальность 30 метров. Выполняю зависание. Выполнял зависание. Стою его казакр.
Итак.
Выдал и выдаю F11.
Давайте.
После перехода в пене или можно выдавать?
А, ну, в радиограмме это самое, по входу в тень. Мы еще не вошли?
Да. Но пока нет.
Ожидаем.
Принято.
Принимаем телевизионное изображение.
Принято. Был, выдаю F11.
Принято.
Первое угловых скоростей МКС.
Принято.
МКС впереди нас ТП. Еще дальность 25 метров. Готов выполнять печальную дальность 3 метра.
А принято по вашей готовности можно выполнять.
Ну, выполняем. Дальность 20 метров. Выдаю разимпульсный. Но.
Вас понял.
Стыковочный узел чист. Посторонних предметов нет.
Принято.
20 метров. 7 метров.
Интон.
3 метра. Зависание. Выполнил зависание. Готов выполнить причальное до касания.
Выполнить.
Вас понял.
Интон. Готовы принять результаты.
Промах 0.0274.
Принято.
Продольная скорость.
Принято.
Минус 0.1024.
Принято.
Боковая. 0.0014.
Принято.
Углы. Ангаж. Минус 0.9487.
Принято.
Рыскание минус 0.0985. Крен 0.1515.
Можно приступать к второму режиму?
Можно приступать к второму режиму. Принято. Управление стоп. Управление старт. Второй режим запущен.
Принято.
Сеть, питание ручек, выдаю работа, есть 4 светодиода, вывод разрешен, есть 2 центральных, выдаю ручное управление, есть 2 центральных светодиода, выдаю F9.
Принято.
Есть команда отбой выбора депо B1, B2, управляемость есть, общая дальность порядка 150 метров, выполняю подлет до дальности метров. Дальность 120 метров. 90 метров.
Принято 90 метров.
Принято 90 метров.
5 метров, есть вход в тень. 5 метров.
5
метров, выполняют зависание.
Вас понял.
Понял зависание. Даю АОВ «Казакар». Видал. Даю F-11. F-11. Станция переведена в ТП. Еще дальность 25 метров. Стыковочный зуб чисто. Предмета нет. Выполнять начальной дальности 3 метра.
Это можно выполнить.
Это можно выполнить. Вас понял. Выполняю. 20 метров. Воды в импульсный.
Принято.
Выдал.
Принято.
10 метров.
Принято.
Принято. 3 метра. Выполняю зависание. Выполнял зависание. Готов выполнять печальное до касания.
Принято.
Принято. Шейн-центры кресты совмещены. Печальное до касания.
Спунем.
Спунем.
Принято.
Готов доложить параметры касания.
Я готов принять.
Я готов принять. Промах 0.0075. Касание. Продольная минус 0.1024. Боковая
0.0008.
Углы. Ангаж. Минус 0.0793. Прыскание 0.3129. Крен. Минус 0.1600.
Можно приступать к третьему режиму. Особенности третьего режима не выдавать F9.
Принято. Управление стоп. Управление старт. Запуск третьего режима выполнил. Даю сеть. Есть сеть, есть питание ручек. Даю работа. Есть 400 диода. Даю вот разрешен. Есть 2 средних. Даю ручное управление. Есть 2 средних. Управляемость есть. F9 не выдаю. Еще дальность около 150 метров. Подлет до дальности 30 метров.
Ну еще Ксения, будете?
Еще Ксения, будете?
Видите, пожалуйста.
Это я не отжал тангенту, Алексей.
Все, понял. Дальность 120 метров.
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 Принято.
Принято.
50 метров. Вход в тень. Обычно узел наблюдаю. Мишень также наблюдаю.
Еще раз повторите.
Еще раз повторите.
Прошел вход в тень. Обычный узел и мишень наблюдаю. Текущая дальность 55 метров.
Принято. Текущая дальность 55 метров.
Принято. Текущая дальность 55 метров.
30 метров. Выполняю зависание.
Принято.
Выполнил зависание. Выдаю АОВ «Казакар». Выдал, выдаю F-11.
Принято.
Выдал F-11.
Принято.
Перевоз КП завершен. Еще дальность 25 метров. Обычный зубчик с посторонних предметов нет. Выполнить печен на дальности 3 метра.
Принято, можно выполнить.
Принято, можно выполнить.
Вас понял. Выполняю. Печен на дальности 3. Дальность 20 метров. Выдаю РД импульсный.
Принято.
Выдал.
Принято.
20 метров. 10 метров.
Принято.
Принято.
Окей.
Как принимаете?
Слышим хорошо.
Слышим хорошо.
Готов доложить параметры касания?
Нет.
Нет.
Промах 0.0204.
Принято.
Скорости продольная минус 0.0894.
Принято.
Боковая 0.0006. углы тангаж минус 0.2553. Рыскани минус 0.1006. Крен минус 0.5679.
Можно приступать к действиям по завершению работы на бортовом тренажере. Но там будут небольшие изменения, связанные с вентилятором. Сейчас главный оператор вам скажет.
Хорошо, принято.
Запуск МКС ВЗГ-2.
На связи ВЗГ-2.
Мы готовы приступить к завершающим работам на бортовом тренажере. Функция 2-3.
Добро, можно приступать. И обращаем внимание, там идет ПОЗ, включение кабеля. На всякий случай, давайте тумблер ВК сначала отключим, потом включим розетку РБС-10, и после этого включим еще раз тумблер ВК.
Хорошо, принято. Подскажите, вы предполагаете, что ВК где установлен? Что обдувает конкретно?
По нашим данным, это научное оборудование отдувается. К нему относится.
Ясно. Да, научное оборудование отдувается, только от другой розетки.
Понятно. Хорошо, уточним тогда.
Камеру мы отключаем, так.
В положении отключено, да? Тумблер ВК.
Сергей, хотел пояснить, что ВК, обдувающий научную аппаратуру, подстыкован к РБС 334 на 119 панели.
Хорошо, принято. Тогда не обращаем внимания, работаем как по радиограмме.
Да, принято, продолжаем.
Не так.
Суповская МКС ВСГ-2.
Связи ВСГ-2.
Выполнили заключительную операцию. Фото, видеоматериалы перепишем чуть позже. На жесткий диск, я так понимаю, вкладывать их не надо. И также не требуется передача заполненных таблиц, да? По данным вы все написали. Результатом тренировки.
Утверждаем сброс, пока ничего не требуется.
Принято, тогда готово к третьему разделу.
Николаевич, тогда можем приступать к проработке бортовой документации. У нас здесь указана книга ТОРУ, но, в принципе, вы будете работать и по книге СУДН. У нас Ксения здесь, и, в принципе, может профитировать по книжке СУДН. Давайте с ней начнем.
Сергей, Алексей, добрый день. Рада вас слышать. Типаж МКС СУПО Москвы в канале СГ-2.
На связи в СГ-2. Добрый день, Ксения.
Алексей, здравствуйте, рада вас слышать. Ребят, ну у нас в текущей радиограммке 5583 не указана книжка СУДН, но давайте ее откроем, посмотрим пункт, по которому вы будете работать.
Страничку, пожалуйста.
Да, страница 2.1.
Да, готово.
Сереж, в радиограммке по рекомендациям по стыковке, которая будет у вас ближе к консультации, передана вам на борт, там будет указана книжка СУДН и пункт, по которому нужно будет работать. Это вот пункт 2, который мы сейчас открыли, страница 2.1. Работать будем по шагу 1 и шагу 2. Все остальные шаги с 3 по 7 выполняются строго по указанию земли, в случае, если у нас что-то пойдет нештатно. Помните, что мы получим также в этой радиограммке по рекомендациям времена, которые вы можете вписать в бортовую бумажную версию. Вот, и все времена будут указаны. Работаем по вот этому формату из пункта 1. СМ-СУДН, курс П, детали. Здесь как раз все это будет отображаться. И из шага 2, контроль стыковки по формату СМ-СУДН, курс П, будете контролировать все условия стыковки. В принципе, ничего нового для вас нет. Есть у вас какие-то вопросы еще ко мне?
Все понятно, Ксения. Уже вроде в июле то же самое отрабатывали.
Да, Сереж. Все верно, в июле также у вас все было отработано успешно. Ну, тогда, если вопросов ко мне нет, я передаю слово Юрию Алексеевичу. Всего доброго.
Спасибо, Ксюша, всего доброго. До свидания.
Всего доброго.
Мы переходим к книжке Тору.
Вы готовы?
А у нас проработка разделена на две части. Это стыковка ТГК с использованием ТОРУ и рассмотрение нештатных ситуаций. Я предлагаю тогда стыковку ТГК с использованием ТОРУ идти по странице, посмотрите. Если какие-то вопросы, ну, комментируйте, где вы находитесь, да. И если какие-то вопросы, мы останавливаемся и разбираем. Хорошо?
Хорошо.
Начинаем с 19-й страницы.
Работы по четвертому пункту страницы 19 выполнить до времени гарантированного потенциала.
Да.
Озвучивать бортовое.
Сергей Николаевич, слушаю.
Хорошо, тогда по пункту 4.1 будем контролировать включение ИНПО-1 каналов АБВ с 21-23. Включаем инфу, готовим пульты абонента, отжимаем клавиши, стыковываем ГНШК с первого пульта абонента, готовим экран символа C, устанавливаем маску SN плюс X, подключаем боковую C нажатием включения и ОД2, контролируем диоды. Включаем монитор MAC ссылку 2, также контроль работоспособности. И по времени распределения корректированного потенциала, который будет указан в уточняющей радиограмме, контролируем дальность. И по УЗ на дальности порядка 9 километров будем выдавать команду СРС-1.
Принято.
Включаем УКВ 2 дуплексный. Контролируем на НПО-1, включаем линию связи 3 на первом пульте абонента и передачу. Включаем по УППС и по УЗ, тоже по времени в радиограмме, включаем, вернее, контролируем появление изображения станции корабля.
Да.
Также в указанное время по радиограмме, указание земли, выдаем команду на включение ТОРУ. РС-1. Выполняем тесты по странице 21, которые мы недавно выполняли. Нет смысла. Все команды эти озвучивают сейчас по пункту 4.2. И докладываем о результатах прохождения теста и выполнения команд в ОПС.
Верно.
Основное внимание, да, чтобы все клавиши были отжаты перед включением в сети. И отключить работу, контролировать уже дальше по 22-й странице процесс автоматического сближения. Нештатные ситуации позже рассматриваем, это сразу в процессе.
Да потом рассмотреть. Ну, хотя можно и сейчас, давайте сейчас рассмотрим. У нас как раз начинается страница 22.
Да, то есть 22 страница до облета, 23 уже после облета, где возможен переход в сторону. А 22 мы либо улучшаем отражение, если оно пересвечено или темное, либо выполняем увод. Ручную режиму ТОРУ и срыве автоматического режима. По 23, когда сформирован облет уже, в зависимости от ситуации, либо при аварии суд ТКГ, при аварии сближения, начинается переход в ТОРУ, или при уходе изображения из поля зрения при камере ТКК. Сражение мишени.
Да.
Также есть блок нештатных ситуаций, связанных с пропаданием изображения, пересвеченным или темным. По 41-й странице работаем. Либо, если зависает 24-й дисплея, 42-й, будем его в исходную челюсть.
Да, подтверждаем.
Выдача команды формата 4. Дальше на, если все штатно, контролируем процесс автоматического причаливания по дальности 30 метров взаимодействия с землей. Подаем команду ВПС исходную, включаем работу и вводим тип увода в соответствии с таблицей по радиограмме, которая будет получена.
Да, все правильно.
Задание земли выдаем локозакар в автомате должно.
Здесь полпузы при необходимости.
Дальше при подходе к дальности 15 метров работаем по 24 странице. Контролируем точность ориентации углов корабля и расхождение крестов мишеней и отклонение центра креста. Этот контроль осуществляем до касания, наплыв, скорость и инструментально, и визуально. По касанию контроль о касании на Мастеру 4 и степч.
Итан.
Дальше уже ждем до стягивания и только по указанию земли приступаем к отключению тора по 27 странице.
Да, все правильно. Есть ли какие-то вопросы еще, Сергей Николаевич?
Нет, вопросов нет.
Тогда в пятницу будет консультация, мы тогда еще вернемся к бортовой документации, к радиограмме, ну и перенесем времена из радиограммы в бортовую документацию. И если какие-то вопросы там будут еще, там, на что-то обратим внимание, хорошо?
Да, хорошо, конечно, радиограмму получим, уже будет более детально все понятно по временам.
Да, по предметный разговор будет. Тогда подведем итог, Сергей Николаевич. Я считаю, что мы успешно провели бортовую тренировку и выполнили ту задачу, которая стояла на это время. Спасибо вам за работу. И тогда до пятницы. До свидания.
Спасибо, Юрий Алексеевич, за поддержку, за работу совместно, за тренировки. Всего хорошего. До пятницы. До связи.
Спасибо.
До свидания.
До свидания.
До свидания.
Console station on 2.
Console with you on 2.
Yeah, just looking in advance to the rest of the day, we have our ERG measurements for Cypher. That's like at 1700, 1600, 1700. Should we just since I'm moving the VCA cameras around and the Columbus camera, should I use VCA 2 or VCA 1 in anticipation for the Cypher exam, Cypher ERG exam coming up?
Mike, we'll use VCA 2 for those next exams coming up.
Okay, thanks. Moving the cameras anyway, might as well put them in someplace that's going to be useful next. So thank you.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Mike and VCA camera.
Hello, Munich on Space to Ground 2. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Mike, we just wanted to ask you to point the VCA 1 camera towards the wall because we might further troubleshoot the issue we had.
Okay, I will point it towards the wall. Thank you. I will ask any questions if I have them.
And that's perfect. Thank you.
And Munich on Space to Ground 2 for VCA Camera 1. Just to let you know, it is pointed at a wall. It is all, so you should be able to see something if the troubleshooting is successful. We are with the green square and the DVLED is lit.
And we copy all, Mike. Thank you very much for your support.
Houston, station on 2 for AVID.
We're with you on 2.
Good morning. Hey, just letting you know that the camera is set up. You're welcome aboard if you're not already, and ready to work with the our fantastic Acer team on, I think it's Spacer Ground 4.
And Mike, that's a good read. We have a good view, and we'll get Space to Ground 4 set up for you shortly. Additionally, your CrewNet troubleshooting was no joy. As you saw, we can see that devices are connecting to the server on board. We believe the issue is with a ground server, so we'll continue troubleshooting in just a little bit when our engineers get in.
Fantastic. Hey, thank you for the update. That was really nice of you. Sorry it's a ground issue, and we understand it'll be just a little while, but it'll all get fixed. Much appreciate the whole team. Thanks for the update.
You bet.
Station on Space Ground 2 for Star Trek.
Go ahead, Kimia, on Space Ground 2 regarding Star Trek.
I have actually question. One item on item number 6, gyroscope. Do you still have a camera view of into P?
Negative. We have XF view on the gem.
Okay, so you have camera 2, which I set it up.
Correct.
Said gyroscope, but is this the item which you are talking about?
That's the one we are looking for.
Okay, I understand. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Station Switchman 2 with a question.
Hey, Johnny.
Hey, I have a question on my upcoming WPA gather activity on Stonehouse Row 4.
Go ahead.
I found the bag that contains the scope meter temperature probe 5010, but it's empty. But just to give me an idea of how big it might be. I've also found the scope meter temperature probe kit 1004, which is empty in that GTB. And so I looked through all the contents. I can't seem to find it. I might ask someone else to back me up and look through it in a bit. Wondering maybe if you have an idea of what it might look like, if you can maybe send me a picture. I'm thinking of also looking for in the MWA hardware CTV to see if it's stashed away at the multimeter. So I'll go ahead and do that now, but I just wanted to maybe hang back on the ground to where else I might look.
We will look into it and hopefully get back to you soon. Heads up, in about 5 minutes, we will have a 15-minute LOS. Copy your thumbs up. Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Johnny and Scope Meter Temperature Probe.
Johnny?
I got a couple seconds here. We have a photo in IFM Delta.1.502, Figure 2.
Station on Space Ground 2 for Jim Camera.
We are checking.
Yeah, thank you. And please let me know if I need to move something or like a camera view as well.
Okay, Kimia, we'd like to, we see a floating cobalt brick on the deck 4 area, so could you please attach it on the wall? And also, specialists confirm the video view is very good. Station Tsukuba on Space Ground 2 for Kimia, additional cleanup.
Down 2.
Okay, if possible, could you move red cable on the aft 3 area connecting to the laptop?
Station on 2, follow up for the scope meter temperature probe and a question.
We're with you on 2.
Yeah, first one's easy. So the multimeter that's listed in the stow note for row 3, I could not find. I found a different one with barcode 0008638 Juliet. So wondering if I have a go to use that one. And I do remember doing an audit on this CTB maybe 2 or 3 months ago, and I think I was not able to find this multimeter that's listed in the stow note.
Checking on that for you, Johnny.
Okay. And then the other one is following up on the scope meter temperature probe. You cut off a little bit, but I was able to get enough of your instructions, and I was able to find a figure to identify what I'm looking for. And I can verify that I was not able to find the scope meter temperature probe in the CTB that's listed in the stone note or in the NWA hardware CTB. So I've looked through IMS, just a little investigation work, and I can't seem to find. There's a note of when it was stowed in 2023, three, but I can't seem to find one. It was the last time it was used. So if you guys have any suggestions on where else I might look, just let me know.
Johnny, 3Float08, we are looking at alternatives for you, since the only reason we're having you gather this temperature probe is to verify the touch temperature safety of the WPA. We're seeing if there's another way we can get that. Otherwise, we should have an ISO in soon, and they may be able to help us find an alternate location for you.
Okay. Is there a way I could do the hot pan test, like in the kitchen? I could put a glove, I could put a thin glove on and maybe do a little quick tap and see that it's okay to touch. Suggestion. I know you guys got it. We'll talk it out, but I'm open to any other ideas.
We're talking it out on the ground. We'll get back to you soon. Thanks.
Station Tsukuba on Space Ground 2 for Kimiya. All inside the gym, all clean, so it's good to go.
Hey, thank you. So it's good to go, so I'm going to just start the recording for the camera and leave the keyboard. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Station on Space Ground 2, recording started.
Tsukuba copies. Arigatou gozaimasu.
Unix station on 2. Unix station on 2 for Metal 3D.
Unix is with you on 2, Zina.
Hello, great to talk with you. I am doing a little pre-gather with my stonote here and looking for line 3 in the stonote, specifically the 1.0 CTB 1455. I was unable to find in Columbus Aft 2, Charlie 1, or any of the surrounding areas. Do you have a possible alternate location?
And Zina, we are checking if there is any alternative location.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Zina and Metal 3D.
With you on 2.
Hey Zina, we have alternative location for you. So it would be CTB labeled EML Spares, serial number 5331. And location is Col 1, Deck 3, Bravo.
Okay, 5331 in Deck 1 Bravo, did you say, or Deck 3 Bravo?
It's Deck 3 Bravo, and just want to go back for serial number, it's 4331.
4331 in Deck 3 Bravo, thank you.
Good read back, thank you.
Munich station on 2 for 3D.
And Munich is with you on 2, Zina.
Hey, thanks so much for that alternate location. With Kimia's help, we were able to open up Deck 3 and did find the toolkit in 4331. And also looking to see if you have a good camera view.
Perfect. That's great news. And we see the camera and we are happy with the view. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Picking back up in the procedure in Step 4.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Zina. We would like you to stop what you're doing at the moment and please refer to if block in step 3.6.
Copy, and the if block in 3.6 is what I am doing, or what I thought I was doing.
Copy, Zina, but just please refer to the image that's referenced in the step, because the location where you're putting the screwdriver should not be between the removable cover.
Copy.
And Zina, just some additional information for you. We would like you to look at the reference image just so we don't damage the ceiling.
I'm taking a look at it now. Okay, if you guys have a good view in the video camera, is this the location that I should use to pry the lid open?
And we copy the view, and this is perfect location now, and you can orient the screwdriver towards 90 degrees of the...
I'll be all. Thanks for that help.
This is station on Space Ground 2 for PWD.
Go ahead on 2.
I think we had some like issues on PWD in node 1. Even if we try to dispense some water, we don't have any like water available, like white light and also blue light not coming on. And no joy for the water, hot water and cold water. But I think RAC itself is powered on because we have green LED. So I'm waiting for your words.
Thank you for the status, Kimia. We're checking on that for you.
Thank you very much. Conversation on Space Ground 2 for PWD.
Go ahead on 2.
Yes,
Greg might do something, but now I think we have like a blue light and also white light. If it's okay for us to try, the water comes out or not, we're gonna just try.
Affirmative, Kimiya-san. You may try to dispense water.
Okay, thank you. We're gonna try and be able to back to you. So station on round 2 for the PWD.
Go ahead on 2.
Yes, status update, we tried, and actually we tried like, cold water, ambient water, and the blue light blinked, no water came out. So that means probably we are, water pressure is low or something like that. We are anticipating.
We copy your status. Background on what's happening right now. As we were configuring WPA for Johnny's R&R activity this afternoon, the WPA safed itself, causing the UPA to also safe itself. And so right now we're seeing that there's reduced pressure, and we're working to get that up for you. We would like you to attempt to use XPWD to get water. And please let Johnny know that he should expect a delay to his R&R activity.
Yeah, I understand. I got okay mark from Johnny-san. Johnny-san understood. And we're going to use another PWD. Thank you.
Thank you.
Station Munich on space to ground 2 for Zena. No response required. We copied your waving in the camera, and thank you very much for your support today. And as we are running late a bit on the timeline, we would like to offer you to continue with the activities, but we expect 15 minutes delay. Otherwise, you could stop after completing the current activity, and we would that payload would be in a good config to resume after your midday meal. Copy down.
Okay, copy all, and it's no problem. I'll keep working here. And I've got plenty of flexibility this afternoon, so no worries.
And we appreciate that, Zena. Thank you very much.
Station on Space Ground 2 for XPWD.
Go ahead on 2.
We have actually same indication on XPWD, so maybe entire water system's pressure is low. Yeah.
We copy your status and Mike's face and thumbs down. We are working the issue right now. We'll let you know when you have good pressure and you're go for water.
Okay, understand. So, meantime, we are no go for PWD, but no problem. You have enough water, so don't worry too much.
Copy all. Thank you.
Station Tsukuba on Space Ground 2 for Kimiya regarding interval 2.
And on 2.
Kimiya-san, could you please dock the interval 2 on the docking station?
They understand.
Thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for drinking water.
Right on 2.
Hey, Kimiya, we've reconfigured the portable bus, so you should have drinking water, and you are go for use for XPWD and PWD.
Okay, understand. Thank you very much for your hard work, and we're going to try.
Hey, appreciate the patience.
So station on Space Ground 2 for PWDs.
Right on 2.
Both PWDs are working, so thank you very much for the nice coffee.
Hey, I am drinking my coffee as well. Appreciate it. Station Houston on 2 for any available crew and 2 SSC data and power cable checks.
Go ahead, on 2.
Hey, Kimmy, I got 2 SSCs for you. The first one is 23. That's the T2 SSC. We think that the power cable came loose because we saw it on battery power and then go dead. And then also SSC 13 in node 2. We just think if you can check the connections, both power and data on both, that'd be a huge help.
Okay, understand. I'm going to check SSC 23 on T2 and also 13 on node 2. Thank you.
Good read back.
Sensation from node 3, good catch. The SSC number 23 at T2, its power cable was slightly ajar, loose. So I plugged it back in, and it's rebooting at this time.
Hey, good to hear, Mike. Thanks for the help.
Station on Space Ground 2 for SSC 13.
See on 2.
SSC 13, connection is good, power is good, but when I touch the like a keyboard or a pad, keyboard lights illuminated, but black screen. So should I hard reboot it?
Okay, Kimia, copy. We will take a hard reboot on that SSC.
Station Johnny on 2, just checking in, making sure I'm still waiting for you to calm me down to start the IFM activity.
Hey, Johnny, we're thinking we're going to completely defer it from today. We're just trying to do some last-minute troubleshooting items, and maybe we'll get there soon. But for now, assume we're not going to do it today. We'll get back to you if that plan changes shortly.
Hey, no problem, Matt. I don't mind doing it later today. I've got some gray space, and I've studied the procedures. I don't think it would take very long either. So either way, I'm happy to do it anytime. Thanks.
Hey, we really appreciate it. We'll get back to you if the plan changes.
Hospital station on 2 for Auxilium.
We are with you on 2, Zena, and if you're looking for a go, you got it.
Okay, copy, go. I was indeed looking to start a little early. Thanks.
Hospital station on staff on 2 for SSC
13. Go ahead on 2.
Yes, I rebooted SSC 13 and logged in, and everything looks nominal. Thank you.
Okay, and we're seeing the same for both computers, so appreciate your help.
Welcome, and thank you for your support. Station on Space Ground 2 for Smart Station.
Give me a head on 2.
Sorry, that's Tsukuba. Sorry.
Tsukuba is listening, Kimia.
Okay, these activities? Can I just close out the camcorders?
To answer your question, we did not finish yet. We have some trouble in doing troubleshooting while Interpol is on the docking station.
Okay, understand. Thank you. I'm just checking. And one more confirmation. After this activity, do I need to downlink the video which I recorded by camcorders?
Checking.
Sorry, yeah. Sorry, excuse me, not say downlink, so I'm going to definitely downlink that. Sorry about that.
Happy and concur. Thank you very much for asking, Kimia.
Thank you for your support, Andai-san.
Station Tsukuba on Space Ground 2 for Kimia regarding Smart Station closeout.
I don't know.
We completed today's Smart Station task, so you can start to close out activity and make sure that video is downlinked on the SSC.
Okay, understand. I'm going to report which SSC is used for the downlink by CrewNode. Thank you.
Happy. Thank you so much.
Station Houston on 2 for Zena and Johnny for upcoming TOCA activities.
Zena and Johnny are with you. Ready to copy.
Hey, so unfortunately due to the WPA issues that we're troubleshooting, both your TOCA activities, so the one Zena's about to start in about 10 minutes or so, and then the one you have, Johnny, right before the conference, we're not going to do those today, so we'll stand down on those for now. And then just for Zena, Munich is standing by. They just have a couple of items to button up with you for the pre-midday meal activity that you just completed. So at your leisure, when you're ready to call Munich, please do so.
Okay, we copy all, Johnny and I, deferring the TOCA activities on both of our timelines a couple hours apart and standing by for Munich. I'm with you on 2.
Munich is here, Lena. So thanks again for calling us and for your support in installing METI 3D. It was a great job. Could you please confirm that you restored the EML M8XZN bit in the EML toolkit back to the original location in the CTB in call 1 deck 3? Bravo.
Confirm that M8 bit is back in the toolkit, back in CTB 4331 in deck 3. Bravo.
And we copy. Thanks a lot. The second item we have is another search for confirmation, is that you removed the two handles from the sealed box of Metal 3D. Just before the camcorder turned off, we saw them still attached.
Oh, that is a great catch. That I did not do. I will do that now.
Thanks a lot, Zena. If you need a PDF reference, it was the 2.002, the installation step 4.10.
No problem. Easy peasy. Thanks so much for the catch.
Thank you.
Munich station on 2. Handles are back in CTV 1047.
Munich is with you on 2. Thanks a lot. That completes the Metal 3D installation.
Happy end. Thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for Johnny and Scope Meter.
Station Johnny on 2. Ready to copy.
Hey, Johnny. So we are still sharpening our pencils on what happened with WPA, and obviously we still want to make sure that if we do attempt the R&R, that all the touch temperature constraints are met. So in the meantime, if you can take a quick look inside the scope meter accessories kit to see if you can find that missing meter, and that's in node 1, EC 4, A delta 2, that'd be a huge help.
Hey, copy. I'll look for the scope meter accessory kit. Just to make sure I heard you correctly, so node 1, deck 4, was it A delta 2?
That's affirmed. Node 1, deck 4, bay delta 2. We don't expect it to be there other than the name. Obviously, we're hoping it's there. There's no other clear indications that it would be there other than the name of the kit itself.
Okay, easy thing. I can go ahead and look for that. And then to follow up, I know it may not be relevant for today, especially if we don't do the activity, but the multimeter that I did find, and I called out the barcode earlier, I can go get it for you again if you need it. Just want to make sure that one is okay to use.
Yeah, Johnny, good question. So that is good to use, so thanks for finding that. So, yeah, we just need to find a associated scope meter temperature probe. I think you know what it looks like and what you're looking for, but if you do need a figure reference, I can call that up to you. It's in one of the vectored procedures in the activity, but we think you got it.
Sure, I was able to find a figure. I think it was like off the top of head, delta 1.502. It basically looks like the pressure probe, except it's a temperature probe. So I will go ahead and look for it and report back. Thanks, Matt.
Hey, that's a good readback and good memory on the procedure number.
Houston Station on 2, follow up with good news.
We are all about good news. Go ahead.
Hi, here's just a compliment to the Batman detectives down there, especially on the ISO console for finding this. It was in that accessories kit you mentioned. And I got a 2-for-1. So I found the temperature probe, and I actually also found the multimeter matching the barcode in the snow node. So my question is, one, I'll go ahead and use this multimeter since that's the one's called out. And then after we eventually do this procedure, would you like this multimeter back into the NWA hardware CTB where I think IMS thinks it is?
Hey, Johnny, great news. Smiles all around, especially from the OSO and ISO consoles. And, yeah, we would like that to be put back per IMS, so that's a great plan and appreciate it.
Thanks, Matt, and please pass my thanks to Alan.
She's giving a thumbs up. Station Houston on 2 for Johnny and R&R gather activities.
Go ahead on 2.
Hey, Johnny, again, so great work on finding the missing hardware. So we're still sharpening our pencils a little bit, but we're trying to aim for that gray space between your two green activities coming up to do the R&R if we get there. Just wanted to make sure any prep steps are complete so we maximize that time in that gray space, specifically any of the gather activities for the hardware, et cetera. We think you did it already, but just wanted to triple check.
Yes, sir. Yep. The only thing missing was a temperature probe, so I can go ahead and mark that gather activity complete. And I pre-studied the procedure, so I'm pretty familiar with it. I don't think it'll take very long. And that OCT is 90% set up. I just got to turn the power button on. And so I'll be ready whenever you guys are. Thank you.
Awesome. We appreciate it. We will get back to you shortly if we are going to execute on that plan. So stand by and thank you.
Soul Station on 2. SSC 17 is logged out. You may navigate laptop prep for OCT.
And Johnny, we copy. And I have one stowage note delta for you for your next activity if you are ready to copy.
Proceed. Yes, I'm ready to copy.
This activity isn't until 1610, but the first line item of the Stono is for the Envoy simulator, and they want to use a different one today. It's going to be serial number 1001, and you can find us in the Columbus Overhead 3 Bravo 1 location.
Hey, new Envoy simulator, serial number 1001 and Columbus Overhead 3 Bravo 1. Thanks.
Station Houston on 2 for Johnny and R&R plan when available.
Station Johnny with you on 2. Go ahead.
Hey, Johnny, so good news. We would like to take you up on the offer to perform the R&R during your upcoming gray space. Teams on the ground took a look. We feel comfortable doing the R&R, even with the WPA faults. We feel like they're unrelated. Doing the R&R will not impact that any further. And then you finding that hardware really helps us with the touch temperature constraints. So we're feeling good to jump into it whenever you're ready and done with your current activity, and we'll be here to guide you. The first activity there is, of course, to set up the camera. So we'd appreciate if you can do that. It's not required, but, of course, that would be a great nice to have.
Hey, copy. I'm finishing up my 1610 activity right now, so that clears us up
for some more space on the back end, and that Node 3 camera should already be on.
Okay, great. Even better. And then, yeah, you kind of read our minds there. If the primary objective is doing the R&R itself for any stowage or cleanup activities, we can do that later on. No worries. We want to make sure we don't impact your Cypher activities on the back end.
Roger that. Thanks. Phoenix Station on 2 for Cypher ERG setup. Sorry, Huntsville. Huntsville Station 2 for ERG setup.
Huntsville is with you on 2, Johnny. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning over there. I'm wondering if I can go ahead and step into this activity.
Johnny, we're checking which steps you can do if...
Houston Station on 2 for Johnny's R&R.
Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, I think you can probably see the Node 3 camera because I did it, I think it was last week, I removed the panel per the procedure, and just as the procedure note suggested, I rotated it off to the side. There's plenty of work area for Johnny, and the grounding pin is just fine. I double-checked. Do you have any questions?
Hey, Mike, we like the view and love the teamwork. No questions, and when ready, you can proceed to step 2.5.
Okay.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Johnny.
Change Johnny on 2, go ahead.
And Johnny, we are confirming on the ground. We are ready to go, so we're ready for you to do that first Cypher activity at your convenience, 1610.
Copy, that's work. Thanks.
Station Houston on 2 for any available crew and crew net, and also a free-floating water bag in the lab. Hey, Kimia. We think we fixed the issue on the ground side for CrewNet. We're hoping one of you guys can take a look to see if your guys are all connected and everything looks good on your end. And we did think we saw a drink bag or a water bag just kind of floating around in the aft side of the lab, aft starboard, kind of by the hatchway. Seems to be lower priority if you're just floating by and happen to grab it.
Okay, yeah, understand. Oh, actually, so thank you for the hard work. Actually, we have CrewNet working, so really appreciate that. And I'm going to look for the water bag or something floated when I go there. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Good news.
Station on 2 for the WPA separator filter R&R.
With you on 2.
So we got the Cypher ERG set up, so we should have some more time on the backside, and Mike was so generous to help me with starting this procedure with the panel door opening. I have a question. There's a post-it note on this. I'm going to bring it up to the camera. Just let me know what you want me to do with it. This is the new replacement filter.
Yeah, we're looking right now, Johnny. Stand by. Appreciate the view. All right, Johnny, yep, appreciate that. We read it. We're thinking about it a little more, but bottom line, we think it's a stowage-related note. You can take the post-it note off, and as long as you verify that the serial number is good, we think we're going to proceed. So serial number good, go to proceed, and we'll figure out what's going on with stowage.
The serial number, which is sharpied in, is correct, and the barcode is correct.
Okay, we like that. Go to proceed.
Roger, thanks. Station on 2 for WPA separator. Step 2.5, the temperature reading is 23.5 Celsius.
Johnny, that is a good temperature. You're going to proceed to step 3.1. And Johnny, while I have you, the post-it note was just some old note from a stowage item with that and associated hardware, OBE now, so you can trash it when you're done with this activity. Copy, thumbs up. Station Houston on 2 for Mike and OCT SSC help.
Houston Station on 2. How can I help?
Hey, Mike. So we are not seeing OCT plugged into SSC 17. That's in the Node 2 MDVOA for your upcoming activity with Johnny. So if you can just verify that the LED, the spectrometer, is green, and then get back to us, and then we might have some further steps after that.
All right, the OCT spectrometer power is on with a green light on the push button, and it looks like the Thunderbolt cable is connected to port 1. Just double-checking that.
We copy.
And standby, Thunderbolt cable 1 was magically disconnected. We can put it back in if you'd like.
Okay, Mike, copying. Out of abundance of caution, we'd just like you to turn the spectrometer off before plugging it back in, and then we'll power it back on afterwards.
And Houston Station on 2, OCT spectrometer is back on. and the laptop is making the little song it makes when there's a new accessory. So it looks like we may have been successful. Let us know if we need any more help, or if you need any more help and how we can help.
Okay, Mike, copy. Good news, and I think you were messing with some of the cables, and we saw the network cable maybe drop offline. If you can double-check that connection specifically, that'd be great. And we see it back. Thank you.
That Ethernet RJ45 connector is a little bit needs some tender loving care. So we.
And good config. Thanks, Mike.
Glad to help.
Your station on two for WPA. Check it in step 5.6.1 if any cable mates are needed.
And Johnny, no cable D mates were needed on the front end, so we don't need anything on the back end. So you're a go for the closeout.
All right, copy. That's in work, and I'll get the, in step 6.2, I'll get that part number, seal numbers into the stow note. Thanks.
Sounds like a plan.
Soul station on two for wearable radiation dosimeter hardware.
We are with you on two, Mike.
Yeah, I'm starting maybe a few seconds early here, but not too much. First thing I'm supposed to do is check with you to confirm if the final session.
And this is not the final session.
We copy, not final session, so no Kapton tape will be harmed in the making of this procedure.
And we copy and concur.
Okay, Huntsville on station with a report for the wearable radiation dosimeter.
We are ready.
Okay, exactly 65 seconds ago, I pushed the button to turn off the portable radiation dosimeter, and the procedure step asked me to let you know that. But also I noticed the LED did not come on, and I checked the ESA power bank, serial number 03, and it is on its very last light, and it's blinking. So it looks like the power bank may have lost power over time.
And we copy the time, and I am checking to see if we need to do anything else.
Huntsville station on two. I know you guys are discussing it. Just for data, serial number 4, the ESA power bank serial number 4, has all 10 LEDs on.
And Mike, we copy all, and we are good for you to proceed. And also, coming up in step 3.5, we're going to have you delete all of those files. And we've had a few issues with this in the past. Please let us know if you see anything wonky, but we need all of those files deleted so that we have enough space for the new files.
Copy. I will let you know of any wonkiness and copy that you need to have all of the files deleted to make enough space. Space, it is part of the space program. I get it.
Yes, thank you very much.
Huntsville station on two.
Go ahead, Mike.
I'm transferring the files per execution note, although there wasn't really any data in the execution note, but step 3.4 is happening, and I want to set up for step 4, which is donning with people watching on a camera. So we have some cameras already pre-set up for future work with the cool camcorder work fine for donning of the wearable radiation dosimeter.
And Mike, that is the camera we would like.
Station Munich on Spacecon 2 for Johnny and a 5-minute troubleshooting activity of VCA-1.
Munich, Johnny on 2, go ahead.
Hey Johnny, thank you for taking the call. Actually, it's less than 5 minutes, but could you please take some pictures of the left side, right side, and back side of our VCA-1 with focus on the LEDs and switches so we can further analyze the issue of the camera on ground, and please also let us know once completed the SSC for the download of the images. Thanks a lot.
Hey, that's no problem. I'll take the best pictures I can. Thanks.
Mini copies. Thanks a lot.
And Huntsville station on 2 for file system for Iris.
Go ahead, Mike.
I would call this slightly wonky, so thought I'd report it to you. All the pre-DVS data files were downloaded to the L drive or the I drive. I can't tell lowercase and uppercase as per the execution note, so you should have those available. The system volume information refuses to on the wearable dosimeter does not want to be erased. I think that's okay, and it's not taking up very much room.
Mike, we copy. We're checking. And Mike, we are back with you on two, and that is okay to leave those files there, and we are go to proceed.
Okay, yeah, just trying to maintain full transparency up here, and I'll be on the Cole camcorder in just a few moments.
And we copy, and we appreciate all that extra info. Thank you very much.
Well, leave my last. I'm at Munich station on two. Follow up to VCA one.
Munich is with you on two.
Hi, Maria. Before I go ahead and take pictures, I noticed that the AV1 cable is unplugged. It looks more like an audio cable, but figure I'll plug it in and then see what happens.
And Johnny, that's a good catch. This has to be plugged in a yellow activity. Let me check exactly where.
Maria, I already plugged it in before you told me, but I'm pretty 99% sure I plugged it back into the right spot. The color matches, and let me know if that works.
Johnny, back with you. So if it is the yellow one that you plugged it in, that should be good. We cannot confirm because we don't have any downlink, but thanks for the catch.
Yes, that is in the yellow one. It's also labeled A/V1, which I think stands for audio video one. And when you get downlink, just let us know if it works or not, and we can replace, I guess we can put it back in place of VCA2 for the upcoming ERG activities, or we can leave it all set up. I know Mike's already got a good field of view on that.
And Johnny, you can leave VCA1 as it is now, and you can use VCA2 for the upcoming cipher, and we will confirm the field of view once we have it back.
Roger that. Thank you.
And Huntsville Station on 2, wanting to see if you liked what you saw with the on the camera. We do have a on blinking slowly LED for step 4.9. The experiment start time was 92 seconds ago.
Mike, I copy 92 seconds, and I'm checking with PD. And Mike, we are good. You can proceed. And Mike, we copy thumbs up. That looks good to us on the ground. And just for your awareness, you are going to be doffing this on Friday. And during that activity, you will be charging the power banks that you reported earlier, just so that you know the whole plan.
Thank you. And aboard the station, big picture words are always appreciated. So thank you very much. We will do our best to wear this. And with honor and pride, try to get as best data as we can and try not to bump it or cause any trouble. If we do, we'll confess and let you know exactly what happened.
And that is more than we could ask for. Thank you so much, Mike.
And Huntsville, guess who? I'm back on Space to Ground 2, but this time with Cypher iSafe ERG data collection procedure 2.102. The Cole camcorder is set up to look at the HRF PC1 screen, and I'm calling to confirm that you can see it, and that the remote guidance team is ready.
Mike, we will be with you after this LOS.
Huntsville International Space Station on 2. Looks like you're back with us.
We are. Sorry about that long LOS. We are going to be ready for you to start. In about 5 minutes, we're going to pick up video, and also we have privatized voice for you on Space to Ground 4.
Oh, I just said howdy, and you gave me all the answers I was looking for. Copy, Space to Ground 4. And copy, you'll be ready for video once KU comes back. And then just to let you know, I went on all the way up to standby 1 second. And I'm on step 2.9, and it's all visible on the computer.
And we copy all, and about 4 to 5 minutes now, we'll be ready.
And Huntsville Station on 2, just to let you know, we finished the OCT, and I am now stowing the Envoy simulator as promised.
And Mike, we copy. And just for the timeline today, the priority for you is the management conference, of course, and then we wanted to see if we could prioritize the ERG stow before the OCT stow, just to kind of at your convenience there.
I'm your guy. So happy to do it all. We do need to be at the management meeting and the DTC, and after that we'll get it all stowed and make sure this valuable equipment is ready for the next run.
And we copy all. Thank you so much for that.
Station Houston on 2 for Johnny and or any available crew who wants to knock out the EVA MEDOX regen activity. Step 1 commanding is complete. So you guys are go to pick up in step 2 when ready.
Houston, Johnny, copy, go in step 2 for the MEDOX activity, thanks.
And Huntsville Station, just to double, triple check. We are putting the Envoy stimulator into Columbus 1, overhead 3, Bravo 1.
And Mike, that is correct.
Thank you very much.
To an airlock on 2 VNOS canisters, 1031 and 1032.
Those are the expected numbers. Thanks, John.
Station Hostess Ground 2.
Munich is with you on 2. We have 2 minutes to an OS. So just to let you know, whatever you did brought back the connection. Just if you could please verify and make sure that the load of, on the USB cable is removed, that would help to have a stable connection. Thank you.
Okay, I understand. I'm going to just change the orientation of this laptop in order to release the size load of this cable. Thank you.
And Munich copies. Thanks a lot for your support and have a great night.
Thank you for letting me do this, and good night.
Comtech testing Space Ground 2. 1, 2, 3. Comtech checking 1, 2, 3.